I noticed you left. I just want to make sure you're okay. Is everything good? You're okay? Are you sure? It's just, you've been really quiet lately. You're usually the one who talks, so it's kind of weird that you've been really quiet. I thought I'd ask. Can I sit next to you? Okay. Thank you. So, is something wrong? You just don't feel like talking, huh? I mean, I get it. There's days where I really don't want to say anything. Just want to exist. Talking can get exhausting, especially if your mind is doing all the talking for you. You know, you don't have to talk at all if you don't want to. But if you ever do, I'll be here. Just sitting here, keeping you company. Or if you want me to leave, that's totally okay. But I shall follow whatever you ask of me. Of course, I'm your obedient servant. You want me to stay? Alright, I shall stay and keep you company for as long as you want. You know, I didn't even want to watch that movie, but did anyone listen to me? No. So, I'm fine sitting out here with you. Maybe I'll watch a movie when I get home. There's still a few things I want to watch. I'll figure it out. Okay. So you're feeling like an outsider and lonely. What do I think about it? Should I answer that question? You just want my opinion about it. Okay. How about we do this? You tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours, I'll tell you what I think. Deal? Great. Okay. Rant to me. I'm listening. Hit me. Yeah. I'm so sorry you're feeling that way. I know I shouldn't be apologizing for something I haven't done. That's a habit of mine, but it's just not fair for such a nice person to ever feel that way. It's always, like, why is it always the nicest people who get hurt the most? So unfair. Yeah, sometimes you're there in the moment, like with all the people around you, but you don't feel like you belong. You're surrounded by the very people that you're absolutely close to and love, but yeah, I understand exactly what you mean. I feel that way a lot too. But I just want you to know. I just want you to know something. So listen and understand that I am really here for you. We are all here for you. Always. I know I've been saying that to you ever since we met, but I just think it's really important that you don't forget. I'm always here. You are very, very important to me, and I hate seeing you upset. I know you're saying everyone may not want you, or you feel like no one likes you in the group, but I promise you, we all appreciate you for who you are. You can be as annoying, clingy, or needy as you need to be. If you want attention, we'll gladly give it to you. I promise you. So please, don't be so hard on yourself. We respect your decisions no matter what they are. Even if you decide to leave for the sake of yourself, we'll still welcome you with open arms every single time. The way you're feeling is totally valid, but that doesn't mean you have to stay inside of your head all the time and carry all of these burdens. We'll look out for you and support you. We'll always be here. So whatever you decide to do, we'll be here behind you, supporting you. We'd rather you be real and express whatever you're feeling than be fake and just pretend when you don't feel that, okay? So by all means, be sad. But don't ever blame yourself for bringing down the mood once you do feel sad. The things you complain to me about is what makes you who you are. Those are the very things that makes me like you in the first place. Your flaws, the very thing you think people find annoying about yourself, the things you think people don't like about you. Every single one of those imperfections makes you perfect. You're perfectly perfect to me. So please, don't you dare change who you are just because you think you're not enough or because you think people would like you more if you change yourself. You're perfect just the way you are. It's true. I won't let you deny it. I'm proud of you just as you are now. I like you more when you're yourself. Okay. Sure, you've made some mistakes in the past, but who hasn't? You've learned from them, haven't you? All those mistakes? Well, then that's what you should focus on. You've grown. You've improved as a person. And maybe you're not the best person you can be just yet, but that's okay. You're still valid. You're still worth it. You're still enough. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Do you want to snuggle? Are you sure? My arms are looking really lonely without you in it. I mean, look at them. They're so empty. Well, don't be shy. Come over here. You have such a big heart. You care a lot for people, even if they don't deserve it. You never fail to check up on us every day. You're our daily reminder to stay hydrated. I'm just so sorry you feel like you don't belong with us, even though you absolutely do. No, that's not true. You do belong with us. We share so many memories and moments together. Like, our inside jokes hit on a different level, and you're responsible for most of them. If you didn't belong with us, would you be able to understand what the hell is going on? Like, we're kind of crazy. Plus, we have that Renaissance fair we're planning on going to next year. You wouldn't know about that if you didn't belong with us, would you? But for real, I love you. Do you hear me? I love you so, so much. I know it sounds like overrated and overused nowadays, but I can't break it down to you any other way. There's no other phrase that will explain what I feel for you. I wake up every morning, and you know what's the first thing that comes to mind? I think of how, you know how people would always praise the people they look up to and say how lucky they are to be living in the same time? That's me with you. You've had such a big impact on my life. You bring this bright and beautiful atmosphere with you everywhere you go. Hearing you laugh, seeing you happy and have fun, I swear. Just walk into a room and everything else lights up. Did I mention that smile of yours? You have such a nice smile. Yeah, you do. I'm not lying. So you better believe it. I'm getting you. And if you don't believe it now, I'll remind you every single day until you believe it yourself. So, come on now. Entice me with that smile of yours. Hey, I've asked for a smile, not that look. Yeah, that look. Come on, smile. There we go. That's the one. That's it. See? That wasn't so bad. My life is better now that you're in it. I'm happy you're in it. I know we always joke around and say that feelings are gross and disgusting and emotions are just bleh, but truly, I'm so happy I met you. I'm so grateful I met you. You made my life so much more interesting and worth living for. Please, I pray. really not lying. Do you see how emotional I'm getting? You accuse me of being a liar. You, out of all people, should know I'm terrible at lying. Everything I said about you, I mean it with all my heart. I love you for who you are, for your typos, to your hoarding on me behavior. Yes, you do. You know what you do. You definitely add flavor to our little group. We all have our own roles, and we make it the way it is now. If one isn't there, it doesn't feel the same. If you are not there, it doesn't feel the same. You're part of us, whether you act like it or not. You belong here. You belong with us. We have each other's backs all the time, ready to fight anyone who hurts any of us. We protect each other, care for each other. We're just always there for each other. It's our perfect little circle, our little family. And speaking of our little family, we should probably go back to them. They're gonna get worried. Yeah, wondering where we went. Plus, I think I might get to choose the next movie. I might let you pick it, just because you're sad. What movie are you planning to choose? Wait, don't tell me. Is it Coraline? See, I knew it. Of course, you never really stopped talking about it. Okay, come on then. Let's get back.